From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For the next 4 minutes or so, we'll be taking a closer look at environmental and wildlife issues in Florida. First up, for the first time ever, the federal government is considering a major revision to rules governing the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. It wants to expand boundaries and increase the number of areas with fishing and boating restrictions. As WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us, not everyone's on board.
When it comes to the Florida Keys, federal law enforcement is never an easy sell.
A 21-mile traffic jam started the Conch Rebellion. This is way beyond a 21-mile traffic jam.
That's David Paul Horan addressing the City Commission in Key West earlier this month. He's practiced law in the Keys for nearly 50 years, and in 1982, he was the attorney who tried to unsnarl the traffic jam caused by a Border Patrol checkpoint for illegal immigrants. He sees this as more federal overreach.
Closing our most popular recreational areas will, without a doubt, overpopulate what areas remain open. That's just common sense.
But sanctuary officials say the changes are needed to protect the 2,900 square mile preserve from worsening threats. Coral disease is hammering the reefs. Propeller scars have chewed up seagrass beds. Officials say fish need a chance to recover as the population of South Florida swells and visitors arrive by the millions. No major changes have been made to the management plan in 30 years. Gina Parsons is the sanctuary's communications and outreach manager.
Things have changed since all of this went into effect, and we need to allow for that. That is what the science is telling us.
She says sanctuary officials opted for a plan that tries to strike a balance, keeping in mind all the ways people love and use the sanctuary.
Everybody has their special little areas.
The biggest point of contention is doubling the sanctuary's number of preserves. Preserves can restrict fishing and motorized boat access, and conservationists say help reefs and seagrass beds heal.
They help protect biodiversity, they help restore depleted fish populations, but they also allow for access to fishing in other areas.
Caroline McLaughlin works for the National Parks Conservation Association.
They're really effective in terms of maintaining sustainable, productive fisheries over the long term.
In 2007, a preserve established around the Dry Tortugas south of Key West helped revive snapper and grouper. 10 years later, scientists found more and bigger fish. But getting the public to support restrictions can be challenging. Biscayne National Park established preserves in 2014, but has yet to enact fishing rules. Senators Marco Rubio and Bill Nelson even joined forces to try to block fishing restrictions. McLaughlin says the Keys Sanctuary now seems to be facing similar obstacles.
They are part of a very interconnected ecosystem, the Florida Reef Tract. And of course, the fish and the resources are not going to abide by, you know, human-made boundaries.
For details about upcoming meetings, go to WLRN.org. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Sea turtle researchers are experimenting with a treatment used for cocaine overdoses in humans to treat turtles exposed to toxic red tide. WLRN's Madeline Fox has details.
Researchers and wildlife veterinarians around Florida are using intravenous lipid emulsion, or ILE, to treat toxic exposure. They're starting with birds and turtles exposed to red tide, but it could also work for blue-green algae and others. It works with toxins that bind to fatty tissue in the body, like in the liver. The animals are injected with new fatty tissue for the toxins to connect to instead.
We pump it straight into the bloodstream. We stick a needle right into the jugular, deliver the ILE therapy.
That's Justin Peralt, the director of research at Loggerhead Marine Life Center in Juneau Beach.
And what the vets are reporting is that these turtles are recovering from their symptoms in 24 hours, whereas before, symptom recovery could take days to weeks or even months.
Peralt's helping to analyze blood samples from the turtles, who are mostly being treated on Florida's west coast. Loggerhead, on the east coast, is handling the analysis. The center is now testing blood samples of the turtles at different points of the treatment to track how the toxins behave in the turtles' bodies. I'm Madeline Fox in Juneau Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.